This week on Chicago's Best, Brittany and Elliot hit the road in search of those gems not so close to home. Chicago's Best Road Trip, Sunday night at 10 on WGN-TV.
All right, we got it right in front of us here. Ryan Lochte has apologized. Now, we said from the very beginning we didn't believe a word of what was going on. I thought it had to do with ladies of the night, and there may have been. We are still not sure.
Daily Mail has two women who came with them from the club. I guess they met them at the club. They're Brazilians, and that they don't identify
now
them
they,
that
they
way.
Are, they have Brazilians, or they are Brazilians?
The two women who were pictured with them at the club, and I think leaving the club, were Brazilians.
Okay. They're Brazilian women.
Brazilian women okay. who were partying at the club.
Now, do the Brazilian women have Brazilians? Here is the question. It's a question for the ages. All right, here we go.
All right.
Here we go. Now, this was clearly a statement written for him by a crisis PR person, lawyer, agent, manager.
You think?
Yeah.
It was really lengthy, too.
So there's a reason. There's a reason they didn't have him go out and read it, because there's a lot of big words in here.
It was on Instagram, and it just sort of
popped
up.
Of course.
There you go.
Why didn't he Snapchat that mother? What's wrong with the snappers? Why didn't he put it on Tinder?
The Tinders, the SnapTubers.
Yeah. What's with that?
He's very popular on all of those. All of those sites.
Facebook is for his grandmother, so he's not.
That's where his mom checks in. He doesn't talk to his mom anymore.
He shouldn't. He shouldn't now that she spilled
it.
My son was held up at gunpoint, Fox News Channel.
Yeah, she doesn't have an Instagram account. It's perfect.
Very bad in Brazil. Well, I hope she doesn't, because it's pictures. If you go, it's like all pictures. I saw it on CNN today. There's pictures of him on Instagram. They're all. He doesn't wear a shirt. He's like a guy getting pulled over in an episode of Cops. There's never a shirt to be found.
Why would you, though?
I know.
Like that. They're
confusing to put on, so I understand for him. The difficult task each morning.
Wait, hold on. Wait, whoa. The buttons in the front or in the back? Where do the buttons go?
I think your right arm goes through that hole.
Oh.
Like three different holes. Actually, four. Very confusing.
Dude, my head's not fitting through the hole.
It's the wrong one, Ryan. The wrong one.
All right, here's
Wait, before he gets, can we just comment? One of his teammates, Jimmy Fagan, was able to leave Brazil, and I suppose charges may not be around anymore, after giving $11,000 to a charity.
Yeah.
Which I thought sounded a little bit like Cook County.
It was a judo charity. Did you see that? It's for like a judo school up in the bad neighborhoods.
It's like, so it's not just here where, you know, you make a little donation.
It's probably for the judo school where the guys who like tried to rough him up went to judo school. Oh, you know, that is so
ironical. Or
yeah, totally. Like, wouldn't that be like a, that's, what do you call it? That's like a joke or something. All right, here we go. Yeah. Here we go. Here's his apology.
Ryan Lochte and his sincere apology.
I want to apologize for my behavior last weekend, for not being more careful and candid in how I described the events of that early morning, and for my role in taking the focus away from the many athletes fulfilling their dreams of participating in the Olympics. Nailed it.
Nice job, Ryan. So far, so good.
I awaited to share these thoughts until it was confirmed that the legal situation was addressed, and it was clear that my teammates would be arriving home safely.
Didn't seem to care about the teammates when he ditched the country and left them behind.
But, okay, now here's the part where Wait, hold on. This is the part that's really important, because this is I explain what happened.
This is the real apology part of the apology.
It is traumatic to be out late with your friends in a foreign country.
Which I don't really understand. You're like Olympic gold medalists, and you're like kings
Dude, have you ever been out? You go out like late at night clubs, right? It could be like kind of scary out there.
Dude, what does traumatic mean?
Like bad. Oh. Like my lawyer explained that to me. Like bad. Yeah. It's like bad. Like you know.
Right.
Like sad.
Kind of
like,
royalty. Yeah. You're Olympic gold medalists. And you're in
the host country.
How is that traumatic? Okay, that's a part of the apology I didn't understand.
She doesn't get it.
Nope.
Nah.
Don't.
No, girls are dumb.
They're dumb, man. They don't know.
But they're pretty.
They're pretty, yeah, they're pretty. Though, bro.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They got all the right parts, dude. Oh, come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Boom.
Boom.
Pow.
Bro.
Pow.
Pow.
Boom. All right, hold on.
Oh, God.
Now, as I said, it's traumatic to be out late with your friends in a foreign country with a language barrier and have a stranger point a gun at you and demand money to let you leave. But regardless of that behavior of anyone else that night, I should have been more responsible in how I handled myself. And for that, I am sorry to my teammates, my fans, my fellow competitors, my sponsors. My lawyer made me say that.
The sponsors, yeah. That's a good one to throw in there.
And the hosts of this great event. It wasn't really so great, though, dude. I'm going to tell you. It really kind of sucked, but whatever. I am very proud to represent my country in the Olympic competition, and this was a situation that could and should have been avoided. Hey, wasn't that dude's name, the situation?
Dude, from that show.
From that show, right?
Good point, bro.
Yeah. What was that, man?
I didn't even think about that.
I like the language barrier part. Do you think Ryan Lochte has a problem with language barrier even in America? It sort of occurs to me that maybe there's...
Yeah, that's cool, isn't it? Mm-hmm. I accept responsibility for my role in this happening and have learned some valuable lessons. No, I haven't. I didn't learn anything except get the hell out of the country.
I had my fingers crossed that whole time.
Yeah, I didn't really learn anything. I was lying during that part. Mm-hmm. I said. I mean, they wrote it for me anyway, right? Dude. Hey, wait. I got one more thing to read here. What's this called when there's a bunch of lines together? What do they call that?
Paragraph or something?
Yeah. 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 You're smart for a girl. All right, hold on. I am grateful for my USA swimming teammates and the USOC.
USOC, the U.S. Olympic Committee.
Yeah, right. And appreciate all the efforts of the IOC.
Oh, God. The IOC. IOC, Ryan.
Oh.
It's a good thing he didn't read this.
The Rio 16 Inches Host Committee and the people of Brazil who recommend us to Rio worked so hard to make sure that these Olympic Games provided a lifetime of great new memories. Although I don't really remember a lot of, you know what I mean? Hey, pow!
Pow, bro.
Sex. Yeah, that's cool. There are already too much said and too many valuable resources. What does this mean?
Dedicated to what happened last weekend, that whole thing that you created, that firestorm. Uh-huh.
So I hope we spend our time celebrating the great stories and performances of these games. Are they kidding me? Like what? Come on, except for me and my boy, who I don't really like that much. But he's my teammate, so I gotta kind of like him. Notice he was not out with us when I was peeing on the wall in the gas station.
No, he didn't mention that part in the apology. No. How he destroyed property and acted like a hooligan.
Oh,
boys night out, bro.
Right. We gotta blow some steam, right? Work hard, play hard. Cha!
Just swam.
Common language barrier.
Mm-hmm. You get the language barrier part. That part, I think, is totally true.
We look forward to celebrating great stories and performances of these games and look ahead to celebrating future success. What is this?
Future successes.
Successes.
On to Tokyo, bro.
Yeah, Tokyo!
2020.
Tokyo!
I'm not sure U.S. swimming is necessarily going to be okay with everything that Ryan Lochte did. I mean, if they gave Michael Phelps two suspensions, I mean, one was for a picture of him with a bong. What are they going to do to Ryan Lochte?
Bongs.
Bongs are not cool.
Nah.
No. You know why? You know what's cool? The gas mask.
Gas
mask. You ever do that? Yeah. You ever do the gas mask? We put the gas mask on, you got the tube. Oh.
Laramie Tunsil, bro.
Oh. I partied with him.
Yeah.
In Florida.
Yeah.
Oh, John.
And then we'll order some za.
I'm kind of hungry now.
Let's get some za,
Let's get
bro.
Some za.
Yeah.
Is this apology over?
No, really. It's very sincere, though,
Can
Ryan.
I go
well
now?
Very well done.
You have Hot Pockets, bro?
Before the za gets here?
The pepperoni one. With some cheese.
All right, let's
so
do that.
All of his sponsors have been totally silent, it seems like. They've been no one's dropping
him
so far.
Can I ask you a question? Who are his
sponsors?
Sponsors.
I'm happy you asked.
Yeah.
In fact, they are Ralph Lauren.
Oh,
Speedo.
I love him. Yeah.
He has a mattress company.
A mattress company?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because, you know, I get busy, dude.
For the babes, bro.
Yeah, right. You got to have a mattress to, like, adjust to, you know, like, being on your knees and stuff.
And then Marriott is for the entire swim team. They are absolutely distancing themselves as a solo sponsor of Ryan Lochte.
Right. Marriott's like, no.
All of them.
No, not him.
Just the whole team.
No.
So they are not distancing themselves at this time.
Yeah.
And if you want to catch up on the Ryan Lochte marathon, what would Ryan Lochte do?
Yeah.
His old show that was on E! It's going to be a marathon running tonight on that E! Sub channel. I think it's Esquire.
Ew.
So all 8 rockin' episodes tonight.
Esquire. That's cool. That's a good magazine, man. All right, dude. All right, we got to go.
Bruh.
All right, we're done here. I think we're done. You don't need to tell anybody anything anymore.
Nice job, Ryan.
Thank you. Thank you. Judy! Ha! News 2 minutes, man.